The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Kennedy joins us right now, Penguins Stanley Cup champ, a man that made a $1,000 bet with me that the Penguins would make the playoffs, but we won't harp on that this entire interview. TK, I like to ask you questions like this because you know Sidney Crosby having sat next to him in the dressing room. What do you think is going through his head right now, knowing that the team just traded a useful player, a good player, and got future late-round picks back?
Well, I think obviously he's probably pretty frustrated with how the year has started off. And, you know, Sid knows where he's at. He knows where the team's at. Like, he probably understands the situation. Like, something needed to be done. Like, it wasn't like, hey, let's just trade him. Like, they need to do something to shake the lineup, shake up the whole team, because their performance against Dallas was, like, very staggering, surprising in that first period. Like, I was like, wow. Like, something needs to happen, like, tomorrow. And it did. And, you know, that sends a message to the team, like, hey, everyone's on the hot seat. And I'll trade anyone except Sid, probably. But, you know, the GM is sending a message to the team, like, hey, we better pick our boots up or this is going to keep happening.
TK, how much further into a season can you go, though, as a team overall? Like, not just Crosby looking at it, but all these guys, you know, losing more than you're winning and still think it's about salvaging this year. Like, I get that pro athletes are the last people to stop believing, maybe, but it's getting late early out there for this team, the way they've started the season.
Yeah, like, I would think after Thanksgiving, you start really looking at your team, where you're at, you know, what games you have coming up. But I would think Thanksgiving would be a real, like, sit-down chat with your, you know, your staff, your other, you know, your scouts, and really assess your team and be like, hey, guys, are we going to break this down even farther? And do we need to sell off a lot of assets before the trade deadline and start rebuilding right now?
How would you answer that question if Thanksgiving was tomorrow?
That's a little – I still think it's a little early. Like,
really?
You know, obviously they didn't have a – well, like, I still don't think they've had a great start. I think things have, like, just snowballed in the wrong way. I think certain players haven't played great at all, and I'm not sure if they're going to turn it around. But again, I'm still willing to give guys till Thanksgiving to see what they got. Then after that, then it's a little bit a different story. But it seems like Kyle Dubas, with making that trade, it seems like he's going to start making moves here, because, you know, there's obviously rumors on Instagram and Twitter, like, hey, everyone's for sale. Like, All the Penguin players, they all have Instagram. They you know, even if they don't have their name attached to it or Twitter attached to it,
yep,
these guys know what's going on. They know what the GM's saying. They know what the coach is saying in their meetings. You know, I remember, you know, I would know what the coach was saying about me by either reading it.
Uh-oh. That was just getting juicy there.
Or people, yeah, either good or bad. But, no, this could turn ugly, but I still think you got to give them a little bit more time. You still got to get Jari in there and see if he can find his game.
Well, that's you just know, you just hit on something else there, how you handle the goaltending. You want Jari in, huh? You want to see Jari.
I you throw him in there, and you don't take him out until you either put him on waivers or you trade him. I say you ride him all the way. You win or lose, you're putting him back in there. He's making $6 million a year. He's your number one goalie. Let him figure it out. Don't go back and forth. let them figure it out. And sometimes that's the best way, is when you're under the gun and you need to perform, even when you had a bad game, get right back in there and figure it out. I feel like when you sit out that extra game, or, you know, you sit out a couple games, like, that's how you get in your head even more. So I think you throw him in there and you make him figure it out. You don't give him an option.
If a team, if you were Kyle Dubas and a team came to you and said about either Malkin or Letang, hey, we really want this guy and we are prepared to make you a very competitive offer, you know, early round picks, whatever it might be, just an objectively good offer, what are you saying to them if that happens today, November 13th?
Like, obviously, I feel like I've always been close with those guys. I got a soft heart for those guys because I won a championship with those guys. I know how much they mean to the city, to the team, how special of a player. But on the outside, on the business standpoint, you got to make that move.
One of those guys, like, says, by the way, just to build on that, Tyler, if one of those guys says, or both of them in that hypothetical would say, hey, I'm willing to, like, at least explore this. Like, it's got to be the right team. But
it sounds like Yoey thinks Letang might prefer that, Tyler. Like, they could actually go to him about the no movement clause, and he might say, okay, I'm down.
I'd almost think, like, they would want to do those guys a favor if they got a sense that they wanted to be moved, if Letang wanted to be moved.
So there's, like, two things how I think of it. Like, when you think of, say, Chris Letang, you know, I think the hardest thing for a player of any sport is when they pick someone up to take your spot, or to, you know, to eat up your minutes. I think as much as Tanger's really, like, been professional about it, that's got to hurt him a little bit inside. That's got to affect him a little bit, you know. And when they were playing the Islanders, and I saw Carlson on the power play in overtime for the full 2 minutes, and Chris Letang was sitting on the bench, and I know how Tanger is. That's going to drive him nuts. Mm-hmm. You know, that's no matter who you are. Like, guys, I just won 3 cups, and this guy who hasn't won anything is taking my job. You tell me if that's right. But
and also, I was going to say, how about the way Carlson's talking about himself? I'm playing great. What are we doing here, Tyler? What's that all about? Patting himself on the ass.
Like,
that would drive me crazy. See, you want to talk about drive me nuts? How about that?
Well, like, you know, especially, like, guys, I feel like I've been here a long time in Pittsburgh, you know, and I feel like the people of Pittsburgh appreciate guys that work hard and hold themselves accountable. And when he says that, you want to turn people against you, say what you just said. Like, he should have just said, no, I got to be better. I got to work through it. It just seemed like, I played okay. And it's like, dude,
first of all, you're not.
You're not. And you're getting paid the most on the team. Like, you can't be average. That's why guys with big paychecks get big paychecks, because when the pressure's on to perform over periods of time, they do. And, you know, again, look at, as much as Chris Letang's been up and down, like, he's put on so many great stretches of years where he's been unbelievable and be the rock back there. And and for them to be like, you know, is it okay to get moved? Like, if a GM came to me and I was Chris Letang or Malkin, they're like, hey, would you waive it? Right off the bat, I'd be like, yeah, waive it. You don't want me here? I'm out of here. Just, you know, I would be like, just send me somewhere with a palm tree and I'm good, boys. But, you know, that's how I think. And those guys are obviously different. But when a GM approaches you about talking about your contract and your no waive, right away you've lost a player, because you know they're trying to trade you.
Great
point.
And
you know, like, that right away, you know, so you got to really, like,
that's a delicate
if you're
situation,
the GM,
man.
If you're the GM, you've got to make up your mind, right, Tyler? Before you even go to the player, you've got to make up your mind and know that that's what's going
to
happen.
You almost have to have someone lined up.
You almost have to have a trade done. Pretty much. I agree with that.
Especially with those two guys. Like, just think if they went and did that to Malkin, if you think he's turning pucks over right now, he would be a beauty out there. But that's like the game, you know, that's the business. That's the hard part of the business. It's like, what have you done for me lately? You know? And like, I played here for 6 years. I won a cup. And when Ray Shero said, we're trading you, like, I was like, it hurts your heart, you know, because you bleed for the team. And like, I can just imagine those two guys with what they've done. You know, Gino's got like a pretty much a fake knee on him, you know, but like, you know, they've did everything and they've won. And like, but that's part of the game. Like, you can't just hang on to the guys when you're losing how you are. And that's business. You know, at the end of the day, an NHL, an NFL team, that's a business. They're running a business to win. They're not running to make friends or to keep people happy. They're there to win hockey games and fill the seats and grow the game.
Penguins and Red Wings tonight, 7:30. TNT is the game, so we'll get Biz and Gretzky and those guys' take on what's going on with the Penguins. Hey, Tyler, thanks. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.